tied together.
Ah, the familiar sounds of the Occupy movement. Did you think it went away? No. It is still surviving in many areas of this country, and that's where we start. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we take a glimpse of what's happening in our world, truly that is one thing you see. When I went to Washington, D.C., there were tents that were out, and there it was a small group, but there were people that were part of the Occupy movement, probably 100 or so, that were around when I was there, when I was in New Hampshire. They were pretty vocal, just like that crowd you heard from New York, and they were banging things and yelling some things because the primary was going on, so I think that was part of the idea there. And in Oakland, California, pretty active crowd. They're marching at times down at the, going all the way down to the water, and the port, trying to block off the port once, if you remember. And a few other things have happened in California. We all know about what happened in the Northridge campus with the cop and spraying the kids that were protesting, and then that blew up. And certainly what in Berkeley as well. There were protests in Berkeley that got pretty nasty. Now, in Oakland, a lot has happened in Oakland with arrests and whatnot, so there was more of that over the weekend. There were over 300 people, in fact, that were arrested. So, you know, the question still to me is, what is going on with the Occupy movement? I read a huge article, and I think it was Vanity Fair magazine. It was like 5 pages and had different faces of the Occupy movement. And there'd be a famous actor that stopped by and said, wow, I'm impressed with the crowd. And then there'd be somebody else that was talking about what they saw. That it's just an average Joe that was there. But then you read the police blotter when people like these people in Oakland are getting arrested, and you find out, oh, they're really part of the 1% or they're the offspring of the 1%. Certainly not everybody, but there is a big chunk of the people who are doing the Occupy thing who are, well, whatever you would call them, preppies, 1%ers, kids with money and time to burn. Is that what the Occupy movement is about? I mean, I don't get it. You have people that are pressing the Occupy thing and say, oh, it's real, it's there, and how cool is this? And people are protesting, and they're saying, screw it, it's not fair. There needs to be a better system, and it's not equal. But then you dig deeper, and that's not at all what I've seen. I mean, I'm just being honest. I've been to New York, Washington, D.C., New Hampshire, Philadelphia, and there have been protests very different in all places. Dallas, Austin, Texas, and that's not at all really the sense that I get. And then the people I talk to, okay, so what are the goals? What are you trying to do? And it's all over the map. We're just here, man, part of the deal. In fact, lots of marijuana was being passed around, I think, in Washington when I was in Washington, because it was overwhelming. You could smell it on the streets. I'm not saying there's a bunch of potheads. And
you want to get high?
But I'm saying, really, what is Occupy about? So, bunch of arrests made in Oakland, and the mayor, kind of on the warpath, talking about, you know, what was happening with the people who got arrested and the police.
The police officers, for the most part, were pretty calm yesterday, despite the fact that they were chasing these people for over 12 hours. Police officers have been involved in issues and arrests that they have been disciplined for, or maybe disciplined for. But yesterday was clearly a constant provocation of the police.
Bravo, the mayor saying, hey, they were poking, they were provoking the cops, and that's how all that happened. You know, give me a break. And that's what I'm saying. What you're told, the big time articles that I've read and certain publications about how amazing this is and how terrific the people are out there standing there, speaking the truth, standing up against what's happening in this country. Baloney. I have not seen it, my friends. And I'm not saying everybody's toeing that line. There are probably people that have that idea in their head when they go out there, but that's not what they're, I think that's not what they're seeing, and that's not what I've seen. And I have been to all the spots, the same spots in New York, in D.C., not every spot in the United States, but big and small. I've got examples of at least 10 different places, and I'm not seeing any kind of organization. Now, you might disagree. You might have a different take on this. Do you think Occupy is going to amount to anything? Is this ending up in your kids' history books as, well, there was this great movement one time, you know, 2010 into 2000 or 2011 into 2012, where the people said, we've had enough of this crap of Wall Street and bonuses. And they rose up, and it really, really made a difference. In the end, that's it. History judges. Will it make a difference? But good for that mayor, Gene Kwan, for standing up for the police in this case, because they were getting pummeled by all kinds of rocks and stuff, and they blasted it out and then arrested the people. So she was saying, hey, forget the complaints here in this direction. That's just, it's just not right. All right, this hour of America tonight, a couple of things we're going to delve into, including the daily salute. We got a great daily salute for you. And it's a good time for me to remind you, if something is happening in your neck of the woods, in Kentucky, in Connecticut, in Illinois, in Texas, I'm naming states, you know, anywhere where you're listening to my voice right now and you want to tell me about it, there's some incredible story about some great deed somebody's doing. They're not looking for publicity, but they've just done whatever they've done to help people or help some situation, help animals, help whatever. Send me a little note on it to americatonight.net. If you go to the website, you can click on the email and you're in just like that. Let me know, because I would love to have some of those people out there be part of the Daily Salute. But we got a really, really good one for you. We're going to mix it more. We're going to mix it up a little bit more about politics, because the primary, Florida primary, is on Tuesday. And right now, for what it's worth, in most of the polls, Mitt Romney is clearly in first place. Even though a lot of people are coming out to back Gingrich, including Herman Cain, he said he's got 9 reasons why Romney needs to be defeated. So now he's got a fourth 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. And he backs Newt. One of the Florida papers is backing Newt Gingrich, but the polls in some cases have Romney ahead by 10% for whatever that's worth. And now we're getting closer and closer to Tuesday, and then it's off to another primary. It's the Tampa Tribune that's endorsing Gingrich. They say that he's an innovative problem solver, with a rock-hard conservative credentials over Mitt Romney, who is the safer choice. There you have it. Safer choice. And then they go on and talk about other things about Newt Gingrich and how he's learned from experiences of painful experiences of facing ethic violations and 2 decades in Congress and whatnot. So nothing about Ron Paul, nothing about Rick Santorum. Pretty much making this a 2-man race. You think it's just a 2-man race and that's it? Forget about Ron Paul. Just discount him. Forget about Rick Santorum. It's between Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. Like either one of those candidates? 800-259-5791. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Throwing your 2 cents, feel free, 800-259-5791. Those are the digits. I said we had a daily salute, and there's a great daily salute mixed into all the nonsense of what's happening with politics. And then there were two, even though there's really still four. But the safe pick is Mitt Romney. That's what the newspaper said, as I just told you. But they're endorsing Newt Gingrich. Who are you endorsing? Or maybe you're endorsing Obama because you don't think any of the Republicans are the right choice. Certainly, there are people that think Obama has done a good job in some of the things that have happened in his administration. I'm not one of them. I say ineffective. The hope and change part didn't really happen. And, yeah, he did get a bad deck when it came to 2008. But once you become that guy in the White House, you just can't be looking back at the other people and pointing at them. That would go for any of us. If I wanted to step into those shoes, then it's all on me. And that's what happens. So what happens heading into another four? We can't afford the massive deficits. We can't continue to spend, and we got to chop down on that government size. Otherwise, we better all get government jobs, because really, if you look around, even look in the papers, jobs are starting to be posted in papers again. For whatever reason, maybe it's cheap advertising. Most of the jobs are government jobs. So if you work in a government job, you certainly don't want to see the government shrink, at least in your area. All right, I wanted to throw in this daily salute before I forget, because this is terrific stuff. Happened to see some shots of this. Somebody sent me some, actually, from St. Louis. And what somebody tweeted me, and they sent me a picture of it, said, hey, guess where I am right now? Look at all these people. It's a parade. And I was like, wow. It was just thousands of people. And there were people waving American flags, and just, it was huge. It was St. Louis, Missouri. Tens of thousands of people. I mean, there's no exact head count, but there were just amazing crowds. They were all there, and they were cheering Army Major Rich Radford, who was one of the many people that was being honored, you know, as part of this Iraq War veteran crew that came back. So he wasn't the only one. There was about 600 or so vets. They were dressed in camouflage. They walked down the streets. People were clapping, holding signs with messages. Thanks to our servicemen and women. Welcome home. All that kind of stuff. And that's amazing. I mean, bravo to the people in St. Louis for putting on this kind of a parade. When you say thousands of people, as far as the eye could see, American flags like you wouldn't believe. The old days, when people would go down the canyon in New York City, it was just like that. You had fire trucks that were going along the route. There were marching bands. There were Budweiser Clydesdales that were there. Just the crowd there to salute the men and the women in their camouflage and wearing their military stuff and cheering them when they walked by. I mean, that had to be an incredible feeling. I mean, how did they get that many people? Bravo. Deserves some applause. That is the daily salute. And I'm sure it's been written about, and you might have caught it on the evening news because it happened over the weekend. But apparently what it was is, what happened was, they decided that they were, two guys decided to organize this. And they thought, you know what, there's not, and this is what I always say, there's just not, for me, there's just not enough attaboy, thank you, for what you did. There's no ticker tape parades. There's no celebrations for all these veterans that served again and again and again. There's not just not fanfare. I've seen it before when I've gone to games. You know, though, if you're at the basketball game, an NBA game or something, and it's a special, let's recognize the veterans, or it's a baseball game, but not like that parade thing, and they just came back. So in St. Louis, there was an attorney and a buddy of his decided, and they didn't serve in the military. They just thought, wow, we need to do something. So they launched a Facebook page, social media. They met with the mayor. They came up with a parade route, and this grassroots deal turned into a big deal. They only had limited marketing budget, and they were able to get the word out a little bit. But enough of the word spread that they had, I mean, just so many people. And they had marching bands from all over the place. They had motorcycle groups. They had military units. And they had veterans from around the country, not just in St. Louis. I mean, what an effort. I mean, what an incredible thing they did in St. Louis. That would be so cool if they could do that in a few other places. And it had to just really, it had to make all those veterans feel good for whatever service, for however long they served. I saw one guy, and he had a little bit of tears in his eyes trying to hold it back, and just said that it was humbling, and it was just absolutely amazing to be part of something like that with all these people who served their country with honor, because there they were on the parade route. And, you know, how many times there was one guy they interviewed that I happened to see, because once I got that email from him, that notification, whatever, and saw the picture, and he's like, guess where this is? Then I started to look up some stuff on it, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was reading, how they organized it and how it all came together and how many people were there. And the guys who had served over and over again, and the one sergeant I saw interviewed who said he didn't even remember. He just was losing track of how many times he had been deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. He was a mechanic, flying mechanic. So, wow, pretty good. I think that's a great daily salute, and good for those people who were, you know, trying to do everything they could to have a nice turnout. And see, it just shows you, it is power to the people. You can make things happen when you want to make things happen, and it just takes a little bit of initiative, and they absolutely had that initiative. Hey, speaking of initiative, there are a lot of people in this country who are trying to do whatever they can to get the word out about Made in America. Coming up later this week on America Tonight, we'll have another installment. We do one each and every week of Made in America. People who are leaving, in many cases, money on the table because they're making things here in the States and it would be cheaper for them to make it elsewhere. Or somebody wants to buy their little company and give them the profits and make it cheaper and they won't do it. Whether it's in clothing or whether it's in something else, manufacturing something else, we've seen it time and time again. And so we're going to give you another example of that coming up on ATN. As much as we see what's going on with jobs that are going overseas and how crippling and deadly that's been to so many industries, and now the reversal of trying to close up that circle and have some of those industries come back, and I still say it's not going to happen until the tax situation changes from 35% to 25% for the corporate tax in a big scale way. It's not going to happen. But there are people that are trying to make it happen, whether they live in a suburb outside of a big city somewhere or in a rural area, and bravo to them. And the more I dig, the more companies that I'm finding, but the one common thread is they don't regret what they're doing and they don't want to sell out. They don't want to cave in to some other offer. They want to keep it going and they want to supply jobs to people in their neighborhoods, whether it's a handful of jobs or more than that. They want to really, really try to push as hard as they can and prevent the temptation of sending the work elsewhere and just collecting the money. And it would certainly be cheaper. There are plenty of examples of things that you thought were made in America that are not made in America. And part of the reason why is because cheaper labor, easier to produce, get it done faster, whatever the reasons, you know, easy to find the manufacturing capabilities now in some of these places, and they don't have the regulations like in China. What they do with dumping trash and some of the things that happen in bigger cities is awful. The pollution in Beijing and outlying areas, it's just frightening. The lack of regulations there that is killing, I'm sure, groundwater in some cases. And hey, but the regulations make it cheap. The lack of regulations make it really, really cheap in some of these countries. And that's why a lot of people are sending this stuff overseas. All right, hang with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. Myfreesurvivalminicourse.com or call 866-523-4076. 866-523-4076. You'll be glad you did.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Madonna, who, by the way, is doing the halftime show, in case you didn't know it, for this upcoming Super Bowl in Indianapolis. Boy, they had some problems in Indianapolis. They have tents for the NFL experience, because remember, this is this week coming up. The whole week, there's all kinds of events going on, and the high winds was kicking the tents up. They were having some big problems in Indy with that, but this whole week is NFL meetings and all kinds of things that actually will happen on the ground in the midweek, interviews with the players, and then ultimately the great game. Will it turn out like the last time, 2007, when the Giants beat the New England Patriots, and what an exciting finish it was to that game? Are we going to see a blowout? I don't think we're going to see a blowout. I think we'll see another really good Super Bowl. At least I hope so. If I invest time in this thing, I want to see a decent game. Yeah, commercials and everything else, but to me, I still want to see a good game. You know what the bummer thing is about that last Super Bowl? I could have been on the 50-yard line. A friend of mine had a ticket for me, but I was like, oh, no way, I'm not going down there. I had other things going on. And it was the one time I had gone to Super Bowls 11 years in a row or something like that. It's the one time I had skipped, or I would have been right there when all of that happened, but I didn't go. I did see it on the tube, and it was exciting stuff. So, speaking of exciting stuff, not getting the opinions of people who are already in political offices, as to who they think should be president and what's going to happen and who's going to win and are they watching this whole thing. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, wasn't really giving up many details when it came to the primary and what's going on in Florida or what's happening along the way, but he's asked it at least once or twice a week, and here's what he said.
I'm not going to talk about this presidential primary race because I've made it clear to everyone that it's just not, I'm the Speaker of the House. I've got a big job to do up on the Hill. That's where my focus is, and in this primary process will take care of itself. If the president won't work with us to help create jobs, I'm sure the American people will elect someone who will. I just think that the process has to play out, and out of this process we'll get a candidate. And I'm confident that whoever that candidate is will be someone I can support and that our team can support.
All right, John Boehner playing it coy, not picking a favorite, saying, you know, we'll see. I got big job to do. I got to worry about my piece of the real estate, not what's coming up down the line. So let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi. You know, I think Devo are from Indianapolis, aren't they? Do you remember Devo? Whippet?
Yeah, the group. Yeah.
I love Devo. Whip It Good, and I can't get no, their cover of Mick Jagger's I Can't Get No Satisfaction, and I would love to see Devo rather than that washed-up has-been Madonna. And at least one would look on the silver, at least they didn't pick Nickelback. Have you ever heard of Nickelback?
Oh, yeah.
They're a Canadian group, and they suck big time. I can't stand them.
But, boy, they get a lot of publicity. I mean, they've been around for a while now, and they keep coming up. They're playing... they're not playing at the Grammys, I don't think, this time, but they get to play on half of these award shows. They're huge.
Well, they played at the halftime at a Detroit Lions game, and I guess a lot of people were PO'd. But anyway, Kate, you know, everybody's making such a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people are making a big stink about the fact that Mitt Romney is a Mormon, right?
Yeah.
Some people are all bent out of shape because he's a Mormon. Well, you know, this is the first time the Supreme Court of the United States was started around 1789, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the first time on the Supreme Court there is not one single Protestant on the Supreme Court. Everybody on the U.S. Supreme Court is either Jewish or Roman Catholic. And have you heard any, has the United States, ground to, has the United States ground to a halt or has the United States suffered? I don't hear anybody making a big stink about most of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were Protestant, right?
Yes.
Okay, and there's not a single Protestant on the Supreme Court. Have you heard anybody make a stink about that?
No.
Okay, well, then why...
Wait a second. There's been things written about it, but no one gives two hoots about that. Not really.
So why are they making such a big fuss about Mitt Romney's religion?
Because the Mormon religion is not part of the Protestant Christian tradition... Or the Catholic, or the, you know, a lot of people, because of the polygamy thing, the stigma of that. But I agree with you. Who cares? But a lot of people don't see it that way.
Cotton picking Newt Gingrich has more wives than Mitt Romney. And is Newt Gingrich a Mormon?
No.
I mean, Mitt Romney's had one wife and four kids. Newt Gingrich had four wives and one kid or whatever. But anyway, okay, and another thing, does SOPA stand for Stop Online Piracy or Stop
yes.
Oil Pipelines?
No, Stop Online Piracy.
I think somebody should tell Obama that SOPA, SOPA, stands for Stop Online Piracy, right?
Yes.
Not Stop Oil Pipelines. The government, all levels of government have about a million, everything's got an acronym, right? Maybe Obama got his acronyms mixed up.
Yeah. Well, I get your point. The Keystone Pipeline, I agree with you. And a lot of people didn't agree that called this show. Yeah, where were you when we were talking about this? Everybody was pummeling me. There's so many pipelines going across America already. I don't see what the big deal is, especially with the environmental regs that are already attached to it. I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, they've been building pipelines for over 100 years. Obama's acting like pipelines is some kind of brand new foreign evil, you know, novel, something that nobody's ever, there's 2.5 million miles of pipeline in the United States. And
yes.
They've been building pipelines for over 100 years. Obama's acting like he's never seen a bloody pipeline before.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. But you know what the problem is, Al? Thanks for the call. The problem is that it's a political hot potato. So, yes, if I were running his campaign, that's an issue they're trying to shelve because this way, I mean, actually, he had to pick a side in a way, because the unions were all over him about, well, these are jobs, which I think that's what I think. There's lots of jobs that are lost in this for now, and it'd be easier to push it off to 2013 because, okay, this way, I still have environmentalists and people that are furious at me that will vote for me. I don't think they expected those protests, because originally there was no big stink about this pipeline, not really. Then before you knew it, there were protests in front of the White House. People started to talk about it, and the next thing we saw was this debate over what was going to go on with the pipeline, and, oh, there needed to be more environmental studies. And then that was it. Then the pipeline got scuttled for now. And that means 2013. So for the president, if he's elected again, then he can deal with it after that, because he'll already be in the job and doesn't have to worry about upsetting part of the base who won't like the idea, who don't like the idea of the pipeline. So, you know, that's why that choice was made. I mean, that's what happened there, no question about it. I said earlier, and I want to make sure I explained this, that Herman Cain now has four nines, 9, 9, 9, and 9 for, he's backing Newt Gingrich, and he's saying that Gingrich has 9 positives to beat Mitt Romney, and, you know, he's backing him and saying that, you know, the establishment doesn't want bold changes in Washington, D.C., and the voters are going to decide, and he was a key player in passing welfare reform in the 1990s, got President Clinton to sign the legislation. He successfully led the passage of 9 out of 10 provisions in the Contract with America when he was Speaker of the House. He left Congress, spent years studying and developing ideas and solutions to problems, got a hiatus from Washington to try to figure out how to fix a broken system. He'll ruffle feathers in Washington to change it. He'll be bold in boosting, this is Cain, he'll be bold in boosting economic growth. He believes in removing regulatory barriers so we can become energy independent. He's an out, this is the one I love. He is an outstanding debater, and his language connects with the people. Do we care that our president is an outstanding debater? He keeps pushing this thing about, I'm the only one who can debate Obama. I don't know that we care that much about that, honestly. And the language connects with the people. Now that, does his language connect with the people? You know, that was a thing that Herman Cain had going for him before all the stuff, the skeleton started to dance out of the closet and that was it. But he had that authenticness, that connection with a lot of people, which is also, by the way, what Ron Paul has. That's the biggest thing going for Ron Paul, where some people, because of some of his ideas, label him as kooky, but then there's this other part of him with the idea of embracing freedoms and less government and stop being a slave to taxes and the deficit and some of the crazy areas where we're spending money and just get out the axe and just chop away some of those regulations. I mean, just a few of the things that Dr. Paul says. What's interesting is I think his language connects with a lot of people. And the debater part for any of them, I think any of the four even that were left would be fine in a debate. I don't see, to me, that debate thing, I wouldn't put on a list of 9 reasons why. And then, you know, here's another one that's interesting that Cain said. His motivation, you ready for this? His motivation to be president is the same as our motivation for bold solutions in Washington, D.C. It's not about us. It's about the grandchildren. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. You got to come up with the 9 reasons, but I don't think that that's a strong reason the way he's saying it. That I say that. I say the future generations, yeah, you have to, why aren't we worried about what's happening down the pike? But the motivation for bold solutions in Washington, D.C., it's not about us. But the debater thing especially, you got to throw that out the window. All right, coming up, what's the buzz in your backyard? We're going to talk about it next.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America tonight. I don't know if you paid attention to anything in the sports world, because football, it was kind of a dead day for football. Do we really care about the do we really care about the AFC and the NFC going head to head? I mean, sure, over the weekend there were hockey games and the usual affair in the NBA. Yeah. And there were some decent games, actually. You've had the Lakers were playing, you had San Antonio and Dallas in an overtime thriller, but, and then you had the AFC winning the Pro Bowl, if you even cared about that. But we didn't have, you know, we didn't have the great game in the middle of the playoffs. Instead, we've got that next week, because the Super Bowl. We gotta get used, still gotta get used to that whole pro football, you know, all-star game, the Pro Bowl being played in between the Super Bowl and the last week of the playoffs. But let me tell you, even if you really don't know much about tennis, if you happen to tune in and you watch two incredible athletes go head-to-head at the Australian Open, you had Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic, who played the longest match, as it turns out now, in the history of that sport, in the history of, you know, the Australian Open, just in the longest final. Incredible. I unfortunately got involved in this. You know what that means? You got to hang around for 6+ hours to watch, but it was really some incredible tennis. How they hit the ball, how they could even return some of the shots that they were making to each other, I have no idea. The serves, just the way they ripped the ball, incredible. In the end, it was Novak Djokovic, that took it 5-7, 6-4, 6-2, 6-7, 7-5 over Rafa. 5 hours, 53 minutes that ended at 1:37 in the morning in Melbourne. Here's what first Rafa Nadal had to say, and then Djokovic.
I really had a fantastic 2 weeks, and with all the love that you show me, it's something unforgettable for me, and I never will forget this match ever because of you. Even if I lost, it was something really, really special for me.
What makes Australian Open very special is the diversity of the tennis fans. I think it's very multicultural here, multicolored. You can see people coming with their flags of their country supporting their tennis players, and it's sometimes it feels that you're not on a tennis court, how much noise you guys produce, and it's really for us is a great feeling, and it's pleasure to play in front of you. Rafa, you're one of the best players ever. You're one of the most respected guys on the tour. We made a history tonight, and you know, unfortunately there couldn't be two winners tonight, but I wish you all the best for this season.
Yeah, long rallies, 15,000 people. Imagine they show up and they're in their seats at 7:30, before 7:30, and they're there to almost 2 o'clock, really, by the time you got the trophies handed out, 2 o'clock in the morning. That's just amazing. It'd be tough to lose that one, I'm sure, for Nadal, although he was pretty gracious about it. It had to be pretty tough for him to weather that, because he almost had him on the ropes. As I said, I watched this whole thing. Great match. It was exhausting watching it. And two people that are in incredible physical shape to be able to go through that. They just looked like they were gassed, and somehow they found another gear, and it was an amazing athletic spectacle to watch, without a doubt. Matt, you thought it was so exciting that you actually, I think, fell asleep in the middle of it.
I did. I tried to stay up and watch it, but, you know, it's a Saturday night, and it just, I didn't last, I guess. I tried the same thing Friday night with the women, too, and I couldn't do it. It's easier when these fall on, like, a Sunday night, because I'm here working, and I can stay up and watch them, so it's a little more conducive to me when it's the French Open, because that falls in the right time period of while we're on the air and I can have it on the background. So
that's true.
French Open and Wimbledon, I can pay attention to more. The Australian Open, I don't know. Sometimes when it's Friday and Saturday night, I just can't do it.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough down under because of the time difference. And so I think a lot of people that might have been watching it normally in the States, they would have had to tape it, get up and watch it. You know, I was one of those people. I started to watch it once it was taped, so I made sure I didn't find out what happened in it, and then I got sucked into it. And so therefore you can imagine that there was another reason why I wasn't so excited about watching the Pro Bowl, because after all of that, who's going to sit there and worry about it? The AFC did win. I mentioned that. I didn't give you too many details. They won 59-41. Brandon Marshall was the man. He had just an incredible game, if you want to call it that. He caught 6 passes for 176 yards. It was actually a Pro Bowl record, 4 touchdowns. And there was a second half surge in this, I think, that made the difference, and that's why they won. I mean, I guess it could be pretty fun to watch that if you're, it's tough. It's tough to have that in between period. And because, you know, I mean, really, some of the guys, you're not going to have any of the guys involved in the Super Bowl, and nobody wants to get banged up in this. Nobody's going to, I mean, it's almost like, it's not flag football, but it's not football, let's just say. It's not like the gladiators that we're used to. And I don't blame anyone for not playing that way. How could you play an all-star game like that? It wouldn't make any sense. I mean, you don't want anyone to get hurt. There's would be no reason for it. But, you know, hey, so the Pro Bowl is good for one thing. If you get to go to the Pro Bowl, that means you're in Hawaii, spending time in Hawaii. And for the players, I would protest because there was that year in between where they didn't play it. They didn't play in Hawaii, and I would have been so upset. It's like, are you kidding? This is the year you decide not to go to Hawaii. I'm going to bring my whole family there. We're going to chill after a rough season, and we're not in the Super Bowl. I mean, forget about it. So at least they're back there. I guess that's the best that I can say. That's the best I can say about that. Otherwise, forget it. It's like the All-Star games in general. You know, to me, the best All-Star game is always Major League Baseball. Because at least if you go to the sites, you get to really breathe in baseball, and you also get to watch the Home Run Derby and some other things that happen, some other games that'll be played at the same site. Sometimes they have like a celebrity game, or they have an old-timers game, or whatever it might be. And the fan experience for Major League Baseball is pretty incredible. Now, the fan experience at the NFL is pretty incredible, too, but it's for the Super Bowl, not the Pro Bowl. The All-Star game at Major League Baseball is the thing where you get to meet a lot of different baseball players, and if you have a kid that's into baseball, it could be a great father-son experience, certainly. And they've got wherever the venue is, I've been to a lot of those. The setup is just incredible. But I don't see that with the Pro Bowl, other than you would get to go to Hawaii, I guess, but then it would just piggyback on maybe a vacation or something. Other than that, it's got to be one of the weaker of the All-Star games. You might disagree with me. You know what to do if you disagree with any of the stuff that I've said. Of course, you can send it to me in a big, long note at americatonight.net. Just click on the email, and just like that, you'll be in. You might start looking at the Super Bowl because we know there's no mystery. We're going to have a nail to score, and it's first in on whatever score it is, and you get that score because it's our last nail to score of the season, of the NFL season, and our third hour on Friday. Awesome prizes if you win. Good chance somebody could win on the Super Bowl, because you have all these possible scenarios for scores. And if a lot of people play, enough people play, I have a prediction that probably somebody will win.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Well, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.
Watch your language in front of the ladies, punk!
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.